Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The Lord calls all sorts of people to serve him from many different backgrounds. The story today, Elijah, the prophet, is looking for a new man of God. The question I hope you'll ponder is, what does a man of God look like? Well-educated, well-spoken, good with people? Come listen to whom Elijah is looking for. Elijah saw in the distance a man plowing a field with a team of 24 oxen. This was Elisha, God's chosen replacement for Elijah. He approached him while he was plowing the field. He tossed his cloak over Elisha and continued walking. Elisha dropped the reins and ran to the great prophet. "Oh, great prophet, please let me kiss my mother goodbye and say goodbye to my father. Then I'll follow you. You have my blessing, but remember your calling." Elijah returned home and slaughtered two of his oxen. Then he took his plowing equipment and used it to build a fire to cook the oxen in a great celebration for the community. Afterwards, he headed down the road to find Elijah, the great prophet. He served the great prophet for many years and never left his side. It was a surprise when the men were in the city of Gauga that Elijah instructed his disciple to wait there while he took a side trip to Bethel. "Oh no, Elijah. I'm not waiting here. As the Lord lives, I will never leave your side." They arrived in Bethel, and some of the men came out to meet them. One man whispered into Elijah's ear, "Did you know that the Lord's going to take your master away from you today?" "Yes, I do. Be quiet." Okay, what is going on? Why is Elijah trying to slip away? Where is he going? Is it a secret? So many unanswered questions to my story. One thing's for sure. Elijah's disciple is not going to let him slip away so easily. You're going to have to come back tomorrow to find out what he is trying to do alone. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.